This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Results of all 165 House of Representatives and 330 Province Assembly seats under the first-past-the-post declared. Lumbini Province Chief Minister's office shifted to Balobang of Dang. And Russian missile strikes force emergency power shutdowns in Ukraine. Now, the news in detail. 16 days after the November 20th elections, the final results of all 165 seats of the House of Representatives and 330 seats of the provincial assemblies held under the first-past-the-post have been made public. As the final results of all constituencies have been made public, a total of 12 political parties and 5 independent candidates will join the new session of the federal parliament. The Nepali Congress has topped the seat tally under the first-past-the-post in both the House of Representatives and Provincial Assemblies with 57 seats in the House of Representatives and 111 in the Provincial Assemblies. Similarly, the CPN-UML is placed in the second position with 44 seats in the House of Representatives and 91 seats in the several Provincial Assemblies. The CPN Maoist Centre is placed third in the seat tally, winning 18 seats in the House of Representatives and 53 seats in the provincial assemblies. Additionally, CPN Unified Socialist has won 10 seats to be ranked fourth, while the party has secured 15 provincial assembly seats, including 3 seats in province number 1, 4 in Madhya Province, 5 in Bagmati and 3 in Sudhir Pashim Province. Likewise, Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and Madhesh-based Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal ranked 5th, 6th and 7th, registering victory in 7 constituencies each, while another Madhesh-based party, Loktantrik Samajwadi Party, has been placed in 8th position, winning 4 seats. Similarly, Nagarik Unmukti Party has won 3 House of Representatives seats and Rashtriya Janamorcha, Nepal Mazdoor Kisan Party and Janamat Party have secured 1 House of Representatives seats each. Additionally, 5 independent candidates have been elected to the House of Representatives, including 3 in Madhya Province, 1 each in Province No. 1 and Lumbini Province. Of 165 House of Representatives seats elected under the first-past-the-post electoral system, only 9 women have been elected. Meanwhile, altogether, 7 political parties have received national party status. According to Election Commission, the CPN-UML, Nepali Congress, CPN Maoist Centre, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal and Janamat Party have received the status winning at least 1 seat and securing a 3% proportional representation votes. The office of the Chief Minister in the Lumbini Province has been shifted to Balobang, the permanent capital of the province. Earlier, the office was located in Butuwal, the temporary capital for Lumbini. With this, the province government affairs are to be carried out from Balobang from coming Sunday. According to Chief Minister's Press Coordinator, Man Singh Bike, the office is based in Deukhuri and preparations are going on to shift the Ministry of Internal Affairs, Ministry of Law and Communications, Ministry of Finance and Province Financial Controller Office to the permanent capital soon. It has been planned to administer oath of office to the newly elected member in the Lumbini Province Assembly from Balobang. Balobang was declared the permanent capital of Lumbini Province on 6th of October 2020. A tripper driver died in a road accident along the Narangarh Mugling Road section this morning. According to District Police Office Chitwan, the deceased has been identified as 42-year-old Santa Bahadur Rai of Benighat Rorang Rural Municipality in Dhading District. Spokesperson at District Police Office Chitwan, Vijay Raj Pandit, said the accident took place when the tripper heading towards Narangarh from Mughlin fell some 20 metres off the road at Ichhakamana Rural Municipality 5. Now moving on to sports. The final 2 round of 16 matches in the ongoing FIFA World Cup football in Qatar is taking place today. The first match will be between Morocco and Spain. The match will begin at 8:45 p.m. Nepali time. Both teams hope to win the match and advance to the quarterfinals. Morocco won the Group F, while Spain finished second in Group E. The next match between Portugal and Switzerland and the match will start at 12:45 a.m. Nepali time. Portugal won the Group H and Switzerland advanced to the knockout stage as the runner-up in Group G. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said Ukraine is switching to emergency shutdowns to stabilize its power grid after yesterday's Russian missile attacks. He said many regions were affected and the local authorities warned that the half of the Kiev region would remain without electricity in the coming days. Ukraine is now seeing snow and sub-zero temperatures in many regions and millions are without electricity and running water. There are fears that a number of people may die of hypothermia. Moscow has been battering Ukraine's power grid since 10th of October following a string of heavy military defeats on the battlefield. Experts have told that Russian tactics of hitting energy infrastructure is most likely designed to demoralize and terrorize the population rather than gain any concrete military advantage. Moscow has repeatedly denied the allegations. North Korea's military has ordered frontline units to fire artillery into the sea for a second consecutive day in what it called a response to the drills by the United States and South Korean forces in an inland border region. The order came a day after North Korea fired about 130 artillery rounds into waters near its western and eastern sea boundaries with South Korea. A spokesperson for the North Korean military said the latest planned artillery barrage was meant as a strong warning to Seoul and was in response to signs of South Korean artillery exercises in the border region. The official called on Seoul to immediately stop its provocative military actions. The South Korea and United States militaries are currently conducting live fire exercises involving multiple rocket launching systems and howitzers in two separate testing grounds in the Cheoron region, which began yesterday and will continue till tomorrow. Indonesia has passed a controversial new criminal code that includes outlawing sex outside marriage and cohabitation in changes that critics contend could determine freedoms in the Southeast Asian nation. The new laws apply in Indonesians and foreigners and also restore a ban on insulting the president, state institutions or Indonesia's national ideology known as Pancasila. The new criminal code, which was approved unanimously by Parliament on Tuesday, replaces a framework that had been in use since independence in 1946 and was a mix of Dutch law, customary law known as Hukum Adat, and modern Indonesian law. Under the new law, parents or children will be able to report unmarried couples to the police if they suspect them of having sex, something that critics have said is a move towards moral policing and could also be used to target members of the LGBTQ community. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in hilly areas of Province No. 1 and Gandaki Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Lumbini Province along with the hilly regions of Province No. 1 and Gandaki Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 6.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 19.9 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Results of all 165 House of Representatives and 330 Province Assembly seats under first-past-the-post declared. Lumbini Province Chief Minister's office shifted to Bhalwang of Dang, and Russian missile strikes force emergency power shutdowns in Ukraine. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.